Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, UBN Universal Broadcasting Network, plus News for the Soul Broadcasting. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved and darn sexy people. Woohoo! Happy New Year. And I want to remind you that we're also on iHeartRadio now. Ergo, my intention to expand. So help me. Thank you for helping me do that. That was kind of a mini dream of mine under the umbrella of Expansion for All. So, hey, wow. You know, every once in a while we turn a big corner and the work opens up exponentially, and that's where we're at. That's where we're at right now. These private sessions from the Christmas special that I offered have literally been off the charts. Just bam, 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 bam. We get more done in half an hour than we used to get done in, you know, two or three sessions. So thank you for that too. If you want to talk to the channel today, please press one now. So I was writing the e-blast last week that comes out to you every Monday, and they had me title it Creational Abuse. And I'm going, okay, what the heck is that, creational abuse? Well, it's the abuse that was bestowed upon us and that we still bestow upon ourselves around the creation process. Now, they talked about sins of the fathers, right? The same belief systems being passed down over and over and over again. You should read the e-blast that comes out tomorrow to put it all together. But the part that I want to address today is that they want you to understand, you know, the ionosphere is the energetic band around the earth. Whatever we send out to the ionosphere gets bounced back to us. So if you look at that genetically or ancestrally, our families have been throwing out for eons and eons negative or limiting belief systems that we were genetically or ancestrally a part of. So if we don't change what we're sending out, the cycle of creational abuse just continues to go on through our children, our grandchildren, their children. Somebody's got to stop the circle. And guess what, guys? It's us. Yippee! Woohoo! So that's why it is so important for you to hold consistently for 5 or 6 weeks the positives that you want to send out, because it takes that long for the energy to turn around so that the positives start coming back to you. And that's the reason that so many people give up what they're doing right before they're ready to manifest it, because they get discouraged about the fact that even though they're doing all the positive stuff, it still appears that the old stuff is being brought back to them in manifestation. And it's true until it gets cleared out and dissipated so that the positive that you've been sending out for 5 or 6 weeks can start being returned to you. Okay. They want us to claim that I am receiving all the positive for conscious thoughts from the universe that I send out. I'm receiving back in manifestation, and I'm claiming this for all my energy that exists anywhere in any time-space continuum. I am directing you to integrate with me and continue to focus on, choose, claim those super conscious positive thoughts of expansion, health, love, acceptance, etc. So we're invoking the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light around all of this. Just to recap for you, the formula is a formula that was downloaded to us, which is literally the formula for being God energy, which is the creational force, the I am presence of you. And the symbol was a symbol given to us to represent the entirety of the formula. What that does when you invoke that is neutralize all but the truth in your claim. If you want to check it out more, there is a video on the symbol and the formula on imdwallace.com. All righty. They, in these private sessions, I'm always looking for the common thread that runs through them. And if there's a common thread that runs through all the sessions that I've done so far, it's that people don't get that everything you think, say, and feel goes out to the ionosphere. So it also then is a message and a direction to your brain and your energy. So if you say, oh my God, I'm so fat, your brain and your energy cannot find a way to thinness. It's not possible because you're holding the focus on the thing you don't want. Another example is, I don't know how, it never happens, I get so close but I never get there. These are all directions, do you understand, to your energy. So if you say, I always get close but I can't get there, you are literally directing your brain not to find a way to get there, not to find a way to complete. You have got to claim what you want and feel into it so that your brain and energy, your little child, your teenager, and all the yous existing anywhere can actually come together and find a way. So you got to claim it to be it. I am that I am. Okay. All right. So this is a lot of this going to be addressed in our next webinar, which is on the creation process. And the subtitle is I Am Safe to Create. Almost all of the privates I've done have had an addendum of that in some way. The information they want to give you around that today is they want us all to come together and state, I am, hold on, I am shifting what has been put out, parents, through sins of the fathers, false information being passed down to me. I am the energy that shifts it, and I am safe to be shifting this energy into more expansion. Then they had me go to the body book to the subject of diabetes, and because they wanted me to find the one sentence that is addressing what we're talking about, which says they need to be a martyr in a share the misery process. Okay, we don't have to martyr ourselves anymore to share the misery of our forefathers or to share the misery of people existing on the planet now. We don't have to martyr ourselves anymore. So what do we want? We want to be the free creators that choose freedom and joy and love processing. We claim that for 2018, and so it is. The webinar, by the way, is January 24th from 7 to 9. Please don't wait until 6 o'clock that night to sign up, she asked lovingly. Okay, anything else? Yeah, I really wanted to get to the calls like quickly because I want to try to get through everybody today. So we're going to start with Jean in Cape Cod. Hi, honey, you're on.
Hi, Dee. Thank you for taking my call. Mm-hmm. It's freezing here. It's been freezing for 2 weeks. I've been in the house all day most of the time because it's too cold to go out. It's like 0 degrees out.
I know.
It's snowing. And you gave a beautiful meditation last Sunday, and I so much wanted to listen to it again, and I could not find it listed.
Well, my God, we're all over the place. It should be on iTunes.
I know. I went all over the place. I went to your website. I went to the blog radio. I couldn't find it.
Well, I'm sure Stephen is listening, so I want you to hold on and let Stephen come on. Stephen, are you there? Hello, can you hear me? All right. Well, he will.
I'm here.
You're here. Do you know why mm-hmm. she can't find the last show?
It was posted, right? Yeah, it's always posted.
Okay, maybe.
I know it's always posted, but I couldn't find it. The last one I could find was the one Christmas weekend.
No, she's talking about last Sunday. So will you check that out for us, Stephen? And if you can give her your information or her the information on how to find it, please. Because
we're talking about iTunes, right?
Well, or anywhere. She couldn't find it anywhere, she said. So I've got to move on.
Okay.
I got to move on, but I want you to help her find it, please. And
okay.
make sure there's not a problem. She said she tried Blog Talk, too, and it wasn't up there. All right, we're on it, Jean.
Thank you, Dee.
Thanks, Stephen. Is there anything else you needed help with, baby?
No, I'm good.
Okay. Well, Happy New Year. Stay warm.
I will.
The channel just wants you to know there's kind of a method to this madness with the weather.
Yeah.
Because it's giving everybody an excuse and a reason to have to slow down.
Yes, and I appreciated that very much.
Yeah.
Yes.
To have to slow down and kind of regain their balance and footing and kind of have time to go within.
Yeah.
So I would use it for that time, baby cakes, okay?
I have been. Thank you so much.
And thanks for the heads up about the show. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Miss Carrie in Ohio. Hi, you're there. You're on.
Happy New Year, Dee.
Happy New Year, baby.
It's been years and years since I've called into your show.
Well, what the heck's up with that, Carrie?
I'm calling to tell you and share a testimony of the silent ones like me who have been out there listening steadfastly and practicing and celebrating the work that you bring through. And I just wanted to applaud you and let you know that I've been here. I'm one of the many, I'm sure, all along who's been here, and it works, and it's been working, and I'm so grateful.
Oh, sweetheart, what a great thing for me to receive. Thank you for that. And you know, you have such a beautiful presence and a beautiful voice. You should call in more often.
I will. You know, I'm out here on the East Coast, so usually it's way back before you change the time. I used to be able to, and then today it worked out because of the weather and because of what you just told the previous caller.
Indeed. Well, we're really happy to hear from you, Carrie, and thank you for that beautiful love you just sent out. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome.
And Happy New Year, baby cake.
Happy New Year.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, I love it, guys. You know, just like you, I love feeling the love. Miss Susan, I know I'm going to feel the love from you. Hi, honey. You're on.
Hi, Dee. Happy New Year.
Thank you.
And
you too.
You're right. The weather is absolutely keeping me in. And last week is, I think I just really overdid it because yesterday I got sick and woke up with a cough and I just
okay.
Said,
I want to address that for everybody because I hear daily from somewhere in my life. Yeah, I was on a plane and I got all, you know, everybody was sick, so I came down with it. Yeah, my kid had it and I came down with it. Yeah, it's going around, you know, everybody's got it. I want you to look at what you're sending out to the ionosphere around that. Everybody, because I'm hearing it everywhere. And I want you to hear the truth about viral and bacterial infections from the channel. They are around you. They are in your bubble. They are in your body all the time. So your belief systems activate them. And, you know, Gabrielle and I got to address this when we were at Christmas. My niece got sick, and then one of the uncles got sick, and you know, the first thing I heard was, oh, my God, are we going to pass this around to everybody? And I took Gabrielle aside, and I said, remember, this stuff is around us all the time. Do we want to accept the belief that we catch it from other people or that we create ourselves? So just something for all of you, you know, to put out there, because I am flipping determined, you guys. I am flipping determined that we absolutely know and have proof of the fact that we heal ourselves. I am determined, and I'm getting a lot of answers coming in around it because I've set my intention very clearly for myself and for a lot of people I'm working with. So this was not a shaking my finger at you, Susan. It just reminded me that I needed to bring forward that information. So please proceed, darling.
Okay. Well, I haven't actually been around a lot of people. I just was really busy. So it was like my body telling me, okay, time to stop and relax.
Okay. So you can stop and relax without getting sick, can't you?
That's true. I know that.
So we need to always direct ourselves to hold the balance. If I start getting overwhelmed in my work between the acting and the healing stuff, I go, okay, you know, I just have to take a day off. And by the end of that day, I'm going, oh, my God, I'm so bored. What can I do? And I'm ready to go again, right? You don't need an excuse. You only need to follow your feeling that you need to get your balance back. Okay, proceed.
So I feel really good today because yesterday it was awful. I feel fantastic today.
Good.
Now, one thing I do want to address is that the right side of my body, like, I came home I can't remember, but a couple of days ago, and I fell on the right side, just right after having physical therapy, fell on my right side of my body again. And I'm wondering what the hell that was all about, because...
Well, what's your right side represent, Susan?
Feminine.
Nope, your power. Your right side is your power.
Oh, excuse me, the left side. It was the left side of my body. Sorry.
Okay.
It was the feminine side.
All right, so they're taking me to, boy, now that's interesting. You don't even know what side you're hurting on. They're taking me to the balance of masculine and feminine energy. That's what it's about. Right now, and this is interesting with you, right now you're overbalanced on the power side. And they're saying, just think of the joy and fun you have singing karaoke. And that rebalances you. That brings your feminine back into rebalance because it's fun.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So
okay.
Your highest claim, Susan, is I am powerfully, wait a minute, I am powerful fun. That's so
interesting. I like that.
Yeah, I like that too. But isn't that true? That when we have a lot of fun, we open up our creative side and our divine downloads come in faster. That I have an issue with that because so much of the spiritual community has become, I think, like the religious community. And let's make this all, you know, really heavy and serious. And no. God didn't labor. He said, okay, let there be light, and there was light. It wasn't like, God, let me work on it for 20 years and find my purpose, and am I worthy, and gosh, am I meditating enough every day? No, he directed the energy. So I want everybody to kind of commit to bringing in more fun in their life. What's fun that you can do while you're stuck inside in the snow, right? How can I have more fun today? How can I choose more fun? How can I bring down thoughts, super conscious thoughts of fun as creation? And that's, hold on, is there anything else? No, that's the biggest thing for you, Susan, is go to fun.
Okay.
And also direct, I am the balance of masculine, feminine energy and child energy because the child is the creation. And you always want to take the balance into all the creations that you do, right?
Yes.
All right, baby. Thanks for bringing that in. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yep. You bet.
Got it.
All righty. We're going to Catherine in New Jersey.
Hi, Dee. How are you?
I'm pretty dang fabulous. How are you, baby?
I'm fabulous, even though I'm suffering.
Okay.
I've been having some issues physically, and it's just, I'm beside myself.
Okay, first of all, Catherine, you do not know that you are the creator of you. You don't know that you're the creator of your health and your body. You know it, but you haven't accepted it, which means you don't know it. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Guys, there are subjects in all of our lives that we have mastered more of, and then there are subjects that we're incredibly challenged by. I'm going back to your mom around 3 years old. What messages did you get about physical healing?
It was traditional medical. So, like, actually, the idea that once you get sick, you know, or if one person's sick, the rest of the family gets sick and so on. But I did some work with, cosmetology and I can't think of it now. Concept therapy and such. And I kind of came around that, but my mother was always old school, I guess, and caught up in that. She was a martyr kind of personality,
yeah,
if you will.
Yeah.
A good
your
soul,
little girl,
a soul.
Your little girl is still holding on to that, baby. I had to work myself through that a couple of years ago. You know what? I saw my mother model to us. She was always pretty healthy, but she was always afraid she wasn't going to be. And so she spent a lot of her time going to doctors, making sure she was okay. And, you know, it occurred to me about 2 years ago that I was starting to do the same thing around the age of 65, 66, right? So, well, I said 65 because that's really the plug-in age for you. Are you around that age or do you mind saying?
I'm 59. I'm going to be 60 in a few months.
Yeah. Okay. So your little girl is already focused on the future. And if you get a handle on this right now, Catherine, you're not going to have to, you know, practice this false belief system into your 60s and 70s and 80s, right?
Okay.
So, in other words, you have to break the pattern. This is exactly what they mean by creational abuse. So, everybody stop and just ask yourself, when you were little, what messages were you given about getting sick, about your health breaking down when you're older? Kind of what age was everybody when that happened to them, right? Hmm. Just stop and really explore your childhood. You're going to see why the creational abuse around that, whether it was spoken or modeled to you, is affecting your health right now. And be determined to write your own story around that. Give me a specific thing you're dealing with.
I have Graves' disease, the hypothyroidism, and it was under control till the fall, and then it kind of flared up, and it created a very frequent bathroom visits, which is creating a lot of pain and excruciating pain, actually. And so I'm beside myself with that. And some days are great, and I count my blessings every time. It's like even a little bit better, but
yeah,
it's really painful.
So you see, honey, all right, everybody, I'm taking you, they're taking you to the light and the breathing exercise. Are you using it, Catherine?
Yes, I've been working with it, but it's not always, it's not coming to fruition. The pain isn't going. Last week when you talked about send the love to it, not the expectation, I think I'm having trouble separating the two.
You are. That's exactly where I was going.
Okay.
Guys, can you just love the pain?
Okay.
No, I'm serious.
No, I know you're serious.
I am love for all energy. That means everything that is, all thought, all possibility, and all space in between. That means the pain and the freedom. That means the negative and the positive. I am love for all energy. You'll feel it.
I do right now.
Okay, good. Now, they want me to go to thyroid, and there's a lot of people challenged with some kind of thyroid challenge. So I'm going here. And I want you all to hear that the thyroid is the neck gland that secretes life vital substances. So we are going to come together to claim I am my own life vital substance, invoking the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. So it is. So under thyroid, it says, but not for me. They have a very strong experience in life in which everything seems to be made and geared for everyone but them. They feel that everyone else has some sort of secret for success that they will never have. And I'm going to your mother again.
Absolutely.
For some reason involving a mysterious set of inherent moral cretinisms and limitations on their part, above and beyond the ones they actually know about. They are just never destined to have success and quality of life or love. Now, this is what was modeled to you. Pardon me very much.
God bless you.
Thank you. She does. This was what was modeled to you, okay, by your mother. This is what you get to rewrite now.
Okay.
Guys, write down on a chalkboard what your messages were, erase them, and write the ones you want now so that you can direct consciously yourself and your brain. You see, if we don't truly believe, and there's, by the way, there's a lot under thyroid. That's the one I was directed to for Catherine. But if you don't believe that you are the creator of health and wellness, your brain literally cannot find the way to create health and wellness for you. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay. So I want you to really start working with that, especially sending love to the pain. Not to get rid of it, just to send love to it. To all energy.
Thank you.
All right, baby. Please
keep
me posted. Catherine, this is important for me, for you guys to give me feedback, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
I want to know. All right, baby, you too. And we're going to Patty in Santa Monica. Hello, sweetheart.
Hi. The last phone call was perfect because I wanted to ask you, every time I eat, I blow up. I'm in pain.
See, the first word they gave me, Patty, was allergy.
Okay.
So I would really watch what you're eating and see if one thing acerbates. And it's because of the medication you're on. You didn't have it before the medication. But the medication created and I'm not a doctor, but I'm getting an allergic. Is it a physical allergic? Physical, mental, and spiritual. Okay? So,
okay.
Hold on. Now they're taking me to a core belief. Hang on for a minute. Burf. All right. So I'm going here. Yeah. I'll never be good enough. So I leave. You are good enough, Patty. You are good enough. And
I am good.
Yeah. You are good enough and you're good enough to stay and create what you want, baby.
Yep.
Is the pain any better? Patty is dealing with chemo and stuff now. So we've been working together. Is the pain any better?
It's just in my belly. It blows up. I still have a lot of edema. And then when I try and eat something, it's like I get severe pains in my lower pelvic area.
Yeah, again, they're giving me the word allergy. So
okay.
You work with a pendulum, don't you?
Yep.
Yeah, I get you're able to do this accurately. I would just say, okay, this fruit is good to create the balance in my body. Balance in my body. Okay, this food is creating balance in my body. Okay?
Okay,
or tell your pendulum to go to no if any of them are creating this pain and this discomfort. Okay, please let me know, Patty. Hold on, is there anything else? All right, sweetheart, thank you.
Thank you, love you.
You too, sweetie. Anna in North Carolina, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, baby. What's up?
It's so good to talk. I've called in for the last couple of weeks and didn't get on, and I was assuming for the same today, so I'm excited.
Well, I think you just got mad as hell and said, I'm not taking this anymore. I'm going to get on this freaking call. So here you are. What can we do for you?
I am. Well, boy, it's hard to explain. I feel like I'm on a threshold, in a transition of sorts.
Big one.
And there's a lot of, I've nailed down that fear is this huge prison for me. And I'm,
what are you afraid of? What are you afraid of?
I don't know.
All right, well, let's find out, because then you can get rid of it. You can redirect it. Sheets, book. Give me a movie, baby.
A movie.
Any movie that pops in.
Star Wars.
Okay. So they're showing me Yoda saying, don't try, be. So we're going to trying. You are held in a pattern of trying. I'm trying to get there. Okay? And
yes.
if you keep trying to get there, guys, if you keep saying, what's in my way? Why can't I? I don't know how. Your brain is never going to find you the way. Now, you keep asking those things and keep in the state of trying because of the following core belief. Hold on. My I am presence does not create for me, and that's what your fear is. So let's be clear. Our I am presence is literally our ability to create. Okay? Whatever direction you give your I am presence, your God presence, your creative force, is what the creative force will follow and create for you in your manifestation. Do you understand?
Not really.
Okay, everything's energy, Anna.
Right.
Energy needs direction.
Okay.
Okay. Water can't become an ice cube until somebody directs it into the refrigerator.
Right. Okay.
Okay. You have not directed yourself to know that your I am presence is the thing that creates for you. And that's the biggest thing that's going to get you over this hurdle. I'm not waiting for God. I'm not waiting for the guides. I'm not waiting for the angels, because I know that they're waiting for me. It says clearly in the I Am discourses that nobody, no thing can intervene in your creation without your direction. So when you're saying, I don't create for myself, my creative ability doesn't create for myself, you are literally telling your brain, don't find any way that I can create for myself. So
wow.
You've got to start saying, I know I create for myself. I trust me creating for myself. I know that my I am presence is the force that creates. Let me give it direction. And then you start
maybe
watching
that's
your
the issue, is the direction.
I didn't
not
know
knowing
that.
A direction.
No, you can't know a direction because you're not even acknowledging that you're the force that has to be directed. Look, you guys, back to making it hard, Anna.
Yeah.
Do you want to get this? Do you want to get this?
I do.
Okay. So do you want joy?
Yes.
Do you want health?
Yes.
Do you want money?
More than anything.
Okay. Okay. Do you want beautiful, wonderful relationships, love-wise and otherwise, everywhere in your life?
Yes, that's lacking too.
Okay. Do you want ease and effortless and flow?
Isn't that a fairy tale?
Yeah.
It's not.
No, it's not. See, you know, all of you know the things you want. But if you don't know that you're the creation of them, and if you don't know it's up to you to focus your energy with intention and choice, you're not going to get any of them. Some people do that consciously. Other people do it unconsciously. But you guys know. So I am joy. I am money flow. More than enough money flow. I am health. Not I'm somebody who has cancer and I have to fix it. I am health. I am the frequency of health. Brain, find all the health we can find, because that's my focus. Find all the possibilities, all the money that we can find. Look out into the world and find those things. Do you understand?
I am understanding. I think part of a big struggle for me is trying, and you mentioned this a few minutes ago, a sense of purpose. Why the hell am I even here?
Nope, that's not it. And do you see what you just did after I told you what you needed to do? You said, I'm in struggle. As long as you say I'm in struggle,
wow,
you are going to find struggle everywhere. And you know what? Your purpose is to know that it's all about you, and you're here to find out how to work with energy. That's your purpose, and to be happy, Anna. So now you don't have to ask that question anymore. What's the opposite of struggle for you? What's the opposite positive? If I'm not struggling, I'm what?
Peace, at rest.
Okay, that's what you start saying. I am at peace. I am at rest. Everything is easy for me. You got to start feeling into that and claiming it, and then stay firm in that practice for 4 to 5 weeks until the ionosphere can start sending that back to you. That's it.
Okay.
Okay. Now, I want you to do it, and I want you to let me know.
Okay? Well, I scheduled a private with you so we can continue this, yes.
Well, goody. You remind me.
Yay.
Okay? All right.
I will.
But
thanks
right
so
now,
much,
you can start the process now. Okay, goodbye.
I will.
All right. Kim, you're up.
Hello, Dee. Awesome call. It's just blowing me away.
Well, we're getting down to hello. Are you going to do it or not? Right?
Well, yeah. Yeah, or yeah. My dad would say, forget off the pot.
See, that's right.
Yeah, and been having some discomfort in my left foot, and I think I know what it is. It's about me moving forward. Yeah. It's about me moving forward in my power. Is that correct?
It's about you moving forward in your power through your feminine.
Oh.
Your masculine is overwhelming your feminine.
Oh, really?
So, yep. So just bring in the balance, because they're saying literally there's like thousands of divine downloads waiting for you, but you have to get your feminine more in balance in order to access them.
Okay. I do say, you know, I now direct my masculine feminine child to be in balance now. Now, should I be doing something else?
Okay,
or,
so good. I'm glad you sheets. It has to do a little bit with you, the belief that you've missed your shot, Kim, that you've missed your time, that it's too late. Guys, again, they found Einstein in his bed, covered with notes, the pencil in his hand, halfway through a new equation. Can you just know that And then when your body goes away, you just keep continuing creating without one. It's never too late. It's never up. It's never time. And by the way, you're never there because there's always expansion.
Mm-hmm.
Just keep creating. Nobody ever has missed their shot. Ever. Unless you buy that belief and you stop your creation. Now, you've created a lot this year, Kim.
Yes, I have.
If you can just get a hold of this little tiny element, and it's very tiny. It's like, well, it was, now they're saying it was part of the breast cancer.
No kidding.
So, well.
That's interesting.
Not a doctor, but energetically, because they're showing me a little tiny speck in a breast.
Okay.
And if we use that metaphorically, it's the little tiny part that wasn't in harmony with the rest of the breast tissue, which is pretty much what cancer is.
Exactly.
What part of me isn't in harmony with the things I'm stating that I want? And that's pretty much any disease. That's what it's coming forward for you to ask. You know, no matter what you're dealing with, where do I need to get more in harmony with what I want? That's everything I'm getting, Kim. So that gives you a lot to work with, baby.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Yep. Yeah, and thank your foot for bringing it forward and that it release, you know, the pain and love the pain. Love it all. Love the process. All right, baby.
Okay. Thanks for rocking it out, Dee.
Yeah. All right. We're rocking it out. Mary in San Jose, you're up.
Wow. So glad to talk to you. Happy New Year, Dee.
You too, beautiful.
I just want to know what they have to say to me today.
Well, they want to know a more specific question.
Any particular message that they have that I need to know?
They want to know a more specific question. Around what subject do you most want to know about?
I just want to say my most important path.
Your most important path is to be the conscious creator of you. And I can say that to all of you. Nobody ever has to ask me that ever again, because we chose to come into embodiment so we could learn that we are the God of our energy through the choice and direction that we give it. So we're going to money. Is that a challenge for you? They want you to play around and practice with money.
Mm-hmm.
And start saying, I am money. There's a great webinar,
yeah,
by the way, about I am money, right? Okay. But when I say, when you think of money and deal with money and say, I am money, you are not connecting the feeling of love and joy with it.
Okay.
So this, again, goes back to your little girl. This, I'm telling you, the little child stuff, guys, so important. So I want you to all do, again, the exercise they gave us at the first of the show. Sit down and write down the messages you got from your parents or what was going on with them when you were conceived, because this goes back to the womb. And then around 2 to 3 years old, what was told you, what was modeled to you about money, Mary? Your little girl thinks that's the truth.
Because I was spoiled. Money was never a problem. So I don't understand that part.
Okay, well, then we're going to take time to hold on. Where are we going here? Core belief. Okay, well, we got a theme going here, guys. It's the core belief, I can never be God. Okay? So they can create for me. They can make the money for me. Mm-hmm. They can support me and take care of me, but I can't do it for myself. because I'm not the God of me. So I need other gods to come in and take care of me. Is this resonating with you now?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. You're it, baby. We're all it. I am
Thank
money.
You,
I am the God of me that is directing my I am presence. Be money, love money, create money, bring in money, send out money. Everything in money is in beautiful balance, and I love it.
Thank
okay?
you.
Okay? You bet.
Thank you.
All right. I'm glad we stuck with that, because you see how you can get one belief, but if you have what Neil Donald Walsh calls the sponsoring belief that supersedes all of it, then you can't get there. All right. We're going to Gloria in San Francisco. You're on.
Is that me? Oh, it's Maria.
Oh, it's Maria. I'm sorry. So sorry,
all right,
Maria.
That's okay.
Hi,
that's
baby.
Okay.
What's up?
I am having so many things going on at one time. Yesterday, I got extremely angry, and I just could not shake it. I was trying to meditate. I was trying to ground my...
Okay, what direction did you just give yourself?
That I couldn't shake it?
Yep. Thank you. So when all this stuff starts hitting you, you breathe and you go, I know the answer to this. I know what this is all about. I'm open, you know, to knowing and hearing and moving out of this, because I know I'm in charge of doing that. There's one thing
right.
that all these things have in common, going back to a core belief, and I always get emails, so the core beliefs are on the sheets that come with the Balance podcast on I Am D. Wallace. Okay, this page here, 1 through 5. Everybody dies and is gone, so I might as well give up. Now, all those words aren't the highest and correct. Everybody abandons me, so I might as well give up. Talk to me about how that goes with everything that's going down.
Well, I'm not sure about that, and I got triggered because of my family and just feeling that I'm not respected as I respect, and that boundaries are not looked at.
Well, that's being abandoned, honey.
Okay.
They're abandoning you energetically, so let me ask you then, I want you to write down all the things that you want, like they already are. My family respects me. My family honors me. My family listens to me. My family holds what I feel important. Write all those down, and then I want you to look at them and go, am I doing that with myself? Because when I say you're respecting yourself, you're honoring yourself, you're listening to yourself, they all go to no. So we have to be clear that if we want something from the world, we have to be in alignment with ourselves. And one of the reasons that all this is coming forward to for you now is for you to claim your own importance and specialness. That I am... It's almost like you have to get mad as hell so that you say, you know, guys, we're not doing this anymore. I love you, but you need to respect me. But you can't do that until you respect yourself enough to say it. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay. So important, guys. And you're in relationship with everything. So let me finish with this. You're in relationship with money. Are you feeling within you the same thing you want from money, from relationships, from your body? Are you in alignment with the vibration that you want? Otherwise, you're walking into a room and going, I want you to love me. I want you to respect me. I want you to honor me. I want you to hold what I feel important. But, you know, I just want everybody in the room to know that I give up myself for everybody else, and I don't really listen to what I need or want, and I give myself up. So, but, you know, would anybody like to come in and have a relationship with me and try and give me what I want? Nobody's going to step forward, baby. Do you understand? Maria, do you understand?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Oh, okay. So I want you to look, you know, and there's all kinds of phrases, physician, heal thyself. What does that mean? If you want to heal somebody, you got to heal yourself and get yourself in alignment. As within, so without. We've heard it so many different ways, but we always look to the other person before we look to ourselves. Get yourself in alignment with self-love, and then love yourself enough to know, to clearly communicate to them what you need, Maria. Okay? Thank you, darling. You can do this. It's okay. not much left to do for you, but you really need to focus on you and loving you, as we all do, guys. So if you did not get on the calls today, please know your question was answered. That's just the way the community works. And know that your highest guidance was already heard and you need to follow it. You are the creators, the directors, the manifestors of you. Use your energy, use the light within you to create you. And until we meet again, let's just say it together. I love me. I love me. I love me, because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, UBN Universal Broadcasting Network, plus News for the Soul Broadcasting. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.